listening live from the Fort Recovery Radio Studios at downtown historic Fort Recovery, Ohio, right next to Tin Man's. It's time for some sports talk with Bubba and B. Without further ado, here's your host, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely. Sports Talk with Bubba and B.
And when will I hold you again? I feel the change coming.
Oh, okay, we'll be back on?
Yes.
It's Sports Talk?
Yes, it is. Well, it's karaoke, I believe.
Jack said Rocker played Time in New England.
Yeah, oh. Weekend in New England, but yes.
It makes me cry.
Gets to you.
Yeah, it does.
Warms the cockles of your heart.
Yes, you know it what does. Makes me cry? You guys singing that.
Is it
that
does. Right? It's horrible. Hi, Wes.
How we doing?
Good, buddy. How about you? You got your radio voice on yet?
Nah, just...
First of all, Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee, okay? Yeah. Wes, how's your girlfriend?
How's she doing? Right?
Okay, so the rumors were flying that she's in a very serious car wreck. And she had her knee completely destroyed. Well, now I think she's going to be okay, right?
Yeah, she's fine.
Okay.
No torn, like, ligaments or anything.
Just a good bruise or something? Or
Just a good chunk taken out of her knee.
Ooh.
I think I could get a chunk taken out of my belly.
Like the skin part or the bone part?
No, no bone. Just top of the skin. But looking at the pictures from the wreck, that was about the best thing that could happen.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah.
Wow. Well. Wow. If you text her and tell her that we're all glad she's okay and thinking of her.
Sounds good.
All them girls out there, too.
There's my.
Yep. Casey Vogel and who else was with him?
Julie Wendell.
So, yeah. Hey, welcome to Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee Show. We got Wes Wenning and Jack sitting in tonight. And I think Wes and Marty are going to take us through August. July, and then they're going to start in August. And you're going to go to college in sometime.
Yeah. Marty Brenneman
and
Wes.
Yeah, Caleb
That's
Martin.
Big.
That's big, ain't it?
That is big.
But we're here to talk a little sports tonight and with a lot of national sports going on. And we're going to talk Reds baseball. We're going to talk All-Star Game. We're going to talk the unbelievable NBA free agency, which is,
yep.
I don't get it. And we're going to do a lot of stuff. But first thing we're going to do is we're going to take a break. We're going to come right back. Bubba and Fee.
Stop in at Tin Man's on Friday and Saturday nights for our great dinner specials. Get our all-you-can-eat chicken dinner for only $6.95. Try our famous 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95. Add a little zest and try your steak blackened. Both come with a jumbo baked potato and large salad bar. You don't have to drive out of town to get a great meal at a great price. Just stop in at Tin Man's in downtown Fort Recovery for our New York strip steak or all-you-can-eat chicken dinners on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 9 p.m.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Whether you're mowing, looting, or baling, New Holland Workmaster tractors from K&L Tractor are a smart move. The Workmaster tractors are rugged, dependable, simple, and affordable. Both the 39 and 47 PTO horsepower models offer an easy-to-use synchronized transmission, strong cast iron axles, and proven four-cylinder engines. Make the smart move. Get the trusted name and trusted performance of Workmaster tractors from K&L Tractor Sales and New Holland.
Our Ohio winters can be brutal, and keeping your home at an even comfortable temperature can be a challenge, but not for the company that's responsible for heating and cooling some of the largest buildings and industrial complexes in the world. Trane. At Reasoner Energy, we are a certified Trane dealer. Trane can deliver a tough, real-world tested solution for any heating problem, even in Ohio. Trane high-efficiency dual-fuel heat pumps and furnaces and geothermal heat pumps. It's hard to stop a Trane. Call Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
Your wish is our command. The Fort Recovery Friends of the Yards are bringing back the one and only Junkyard Band Sunday, July 10th. Rock out to the Junkyard Band from Fort Wayne, Indiana as they play the finest music of the 50s and 60s. The Junkyard Band was voted the number one local band by the readers of the Fort Wayne Journal-Gazette 5 years in a row. Be sure to stop down this Sunday, July 10th at 7 p.m. at the Heine Amphitheater in Van Trees Park. Check out our full lineup at FortRecoveryFriendsOfTheArts.com.
She was just named the director of the fair.
All
All right, so we're back here. We're back here with Sports Talk. Sorry, I was a little
unprepared. We were arguing, discussing maybe.
All right, so just a couple things here. First subject I want to hit on was just a little high school football. Looking into the year, you know, I mean, if you aren't looking into this year and excited for what we have coming for us, then you're crazy. I mean, for recovery football, you know, I've been up to the weight room these past couple nights, and this week is known as dead week. I don't know if you guys knew that. You know, everything's shut down, no lifting, supposedly. But, you know, we got a whole bunch of guys, up there every night lifting, and they're working hard, and this is all player ran. And, you know, that just means a lot. This Fort Recovery football program has came a long way, you know, because I can tell you this. When we were freshmen, sophomores, there was none of this happening, you know, when we were there. And now we have juniors and stuff. We had a junior up there tonight, and he's telling other juniors, you know, going through a workout, and he's helping out sophomores. And, you know, it was just crazy, you know, to have that player run thing with no coaches involved. You know, they come up here voluntarily and do that stuff. You know, I think that just means a lot, and it's a lot to look forward to this coming season. So,
well, I think that, you know, they're learning. They're doing what they're doing because of what they was taught, right, from the leaders in front of them, from you was told by the seniors in front of you, and it's just a trickle-down effect, and you got to love it.
Oh, yeah. I have a question. So you talked about the juniors that were up there and talking to other juniors. So, you know, what age, so do you see eighth graders up there? Or is it pretty much just at the high school level?
Well, the summer weightlifting, it's ran through, like, middle school all the way to high school.
Okay.
So, I mean, anybody can go. But, like, what I've been seeing these past couple weeks when guys come up and work by themselves, it's been a lot of high schoolers.
Yeah.
You know, I think a couple weeks ago I was in there, and, you know, usually it's the older guys who work out because, you know, they feel they got to elevate themselves, you know, and you take it a little easier on the younger guys because they're still transitioning into things. But, you know, I was working out by myself, and all of a sudden two eighth graders last year, so incoming freshmen, walk in, you know, and they're looking to get extra workouts on their day off. And, you know, that's when you know, things are changing it's and the clicking. Ball's rolling. So, yep. You know, that's very exciting. So.
And I tell you what, when you know, one other thing that you see that you know when things are clicking is when you see a high-class kid that just graduated high school taking time to go down to the, you know, Challenger, you know, baseball thing.
Oh, yeah.
I think that was so cool.
Yeah.
Seeing your picture taken with, you know, some of the kids down there.
Right.
That's an awesome thing, and I just think that is neater than hell.
Oh yeah, I do too. You know, and I love those kids, and I just get a kick out of that. But
yeah, I really wanted to get to that, but the nuns were on.
Was that at the same time?
Yep.
Yeah,
5:00.
Yeah, that was some good stuff all summer long. You know, I get a kick out of that. And
so, do you help them all summer?
Yeah, we had about, I want to say, like, 6 or 7 games this year.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just Sunday evenings. Go out there.
Yep.
Everybody gets a hit. Everybody gets a run.
It is you know, so much fun to watch.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Gavin, yeah. Bargy is my favorite.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Man, I love that kid.
Right.
He is so much fun. Oh, he just makes me giggle every time.
Yep. All right. So
while we're on that subject, they are going to, at the MD tournament, Coldwater MD tournament in third weekend in August, I think it's going to be the Thursday night, which would be the 18th, I believe, of August. They used to do a celebrity softball game.
Yep.
And it was okay. Sometimes it was really good. Now, the last 3 years, they've done Challenger baseball, and they're going to do that again. And that people just absolutely love that.
Oh, yeah. And they got a lot of stuff they do with the kids, too. I know one game they played with the Mariners, the Grand Lake Mariners and mm-hmm. stuff, and I know they're heading to a Dragons game here soon, which I don't know if I'll be able to make, but I know they take all the kids down there.
Oh, I hope
you
can.
You know, that's a heck of a day, too. So, yeah, a lot of good stuff going on there, yeah, you know.
That's cool.
All right, so we're going to switch gears here a little bit, talk a little bit about the NBA. Bubba, how crazy was that? I mean, it was just ridiculous.
It is. It's mind-boggling, the money them guys are making. It all started at 12:01. about a week ago when free agency started up, and it's just been snowballing ever since. And when you see Tim Mozgov and Matthew Dellavedova get $100 million between them for 5 years.
Yep. It's just, you know what, I don't know if it's for the better of things. Because, I mean, you saw, I mean, I don't know if you saw on Twitter, you know, the NFL guys were almost getting kind of mad, you know. I mean, they kind of envy, you know, they're like, how are these no-name guys getting this much money? You know, it's just crazy.
Well, the salary cap has made an unbelievable difference in the
NBA.
And
I heard it's only going up, too.
That's right. And the thing is that it's all because of LeBron James.
Right.
And Kobe Bryant. And the guys that are...
Steph Curry.
Yeah. That have made this game so popular. And it's just, you know, it's just unbelievable. It really is. And it's really frustrating for teams like the Indiana Pacers, for teams like the teams that can't pay that kind of money. They can't pay the luxury tax, you know. Cleveland Cavaliers' luxury tax is yours $54 million.
Right.
Think about that. That's what they got to pay extra. A luxury. That's unbelievable. $54 million.
So how's the Milwaukee
who do they
Bucks
pay that $54
million? The NBA.
NBA, okay.
Yeah. The owners.
As a fine, yeah, okay. To right. each other.
So how's the Milwaukee Bucks going to compete with that, you know? I mean, it's just...
Yeah, and the Indiana Pacers, like you said.
Yeah.
Those are small market teams, and that's not...
Right.
So I don't know if you guys have been following this much, but what do you guys think about the old the Kevin Durant to the Warriors thing? You know, you like it? You care about it?
Well, the commissioner of the NBA can block trades. The commissioner of the NBA cannot block free agent signings.
Right.
So he has there's nothing he can do when the Golden State Warriors say, here's what you got. He can sign with other teams for a lot more money, but he wants to win championships.
Yep.
And if a guy wants to win a championship, you know, the rumors of Dwayne Wade going to Cleveland are real.
Right.
You know, Dwayne Wade was offered $50 million for 2 years for Denver Nuggets. I mean, he's going to meet with them, but Cleveland can give him, what, $16 million, I think is what it is.
Yeah. I'm not 100% sure on the numbers, but.
Man, $16 million, that's a third.
Yes.
Yeah.
Of course, $16 million is a decent amount of money.
Right, right.
Not as much as we're going to win in the Powerball.
$506 million. That'd be nice.
Half a billion, yeah.
Yeah. The thing is, and you know what? You can't blame guys like Kevin Durant, I don't know how many years he's been in the NBA, but that's a short work span. They have about 10 years to make it, you know? And, you know, if you want a ring and you want your name amongst the Michael Jordans, you have got to win, you know.
And the thing is, you know, you look on Twitter and stuff and people are irate, you know. I mean, they're like, you can't do this, you know, it's cheating the system, all this, all that. But the thing is, we did this to ourselves because you see the standards we hold guys to nowadays. It's how many rings you got.
Yeah.
You know, Michael Jordan, LeBron James comparison, it's 6 rings, you know,
right.
to 3. You know, so we did this to ourselves. You can't complain about a guy chasing rings.
Well, and you know,
especially if it's for less money.
Right.
Well, and I don't think it's just the fact that he's chasing a ring. I think the fact he went to their biggest rival.
Yeah,
you know? Right. I mean, it'd be like somebody going from the Giants to the Dodgers or that type of thing,
right.
you know. So that's...
Yeah, they said a little bit, you know, they're talking about the LeBron situation, how it's a little bit different. How LeBron was getting beat by the Celtics, so he sought out a team to beat the Celtics. You know, Durant gets beat by the Warriors. If you can't beat them, join them.
Right.
You know, so.
Well, I mean, name 3 players on LeBron James' team the last year before he got traded.
Delonte West.
I mean, you could because you follow it. But. Yeah. The average sports fan can't.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just, it was terrible.
Right. It was a terrible team.
He needed to leave. And the thing was, the Thunder was at the top of their game. I mean, they were right there.
Right.
Yeah. They had a championship caliber team, and, I mean, he just kind of quit on them, you know, took the easy way out. So, I don't know. It's an interesting topic.
Well, maybe they needed to do what LeBron kind of coerced the Cavaliers into doing, is getting some guys to come with him, and maybe they weren't I don't know the situation, but maybe they weren't willing to get him that one or two other guys that can get him there.
Well, if they're not, you wonder if being Oklahoma City, if like that's a lot tougher. I mean, it is tougher doing it there than it is in Miami or or
New York City,
Denver, you know,
Cleveland,
L.A.
Right?
Okay, Cleveland. Everybody's flocking there.
It is going. It is going to be fun because what a team they got. I mean, they won 72 games this year, 73, and now they add Durant. Now they lose Barnes and they lose who's a forward.
Yeah, I mean, but a lot of people are saying give them the championship now. I don't think it's going to be like
that.
They got a target on their backs.
Well, when, I mean, when they won the broke the record for most wins, everybody said give them the, and they were up 3-1 in the playoff in the finals.
Right.
Give it to them.
Well, injuries.
Didn't happen.
Injuries. And
A lot of things happened
when it was the Bosch and Wade and LeBron thing. I mean, you know, but.
One championship, two championships, three.
That's right. We'll settle with two. But one more point I got to make. Never mind.
No, you got to make it. You got to make it.
Wait. Slip my mind here.
No, you got to keep talking because they'll come to you.
I'm trying to
Let's go.
I'm trying.
Come on. You can't give up. Does it got to do with Okay. Here, so you came.
All right. So you know how in Miami, how they played, how they had to play small ball, you know, because they needed a center and no team would give them a center. Right. You know, everybody's like, we're not going to help you out. You know, so you wonder if the same thing is going to happen with the Warriors. They need a big guy.
Right.
I mean, they're pretty small right now and they're kind of fragile. Right. You know, they got a lot of fragile athletes aside from Draymond, but. You know, so you wonder if the NBA is going to kind of play keep away from them. You know, I mean, it's just interesting to see how this is going to play
it
out.
It is. And when you think about Bogut just signed, where'd he go? He go to Houston? Wherever he went.
Right.
And, you know, he's they lose their big center. You know, they got that. Who started for him the last game that was completely out of control?
Bergeron, maybe?
No. Who else they have? Big.
Azealy,
yeah, they got Azealy yet,
but
he's not skilled at all.
Well, and, you know, you look back where the Cavs kind of won the finals, and it was like the Tristan Thompson, you know, stepping up, getting those 15, you know, LeBron having 10 boards, K-Love, you know. So, I mean, I wouldn't give him the championship quite yet.
Oh, absolutely not. You know? You don't ever. LeBron James, the greatest basketball player ever.
I agree.
In my eyes, I mean, I know
better than Jordan.
Yeah, I think so. I think if LeBron James wanted to score 50 points a game, he could score 50 points a game.
I don't doubt that at all.
I don't know. There are times when this is hard to say when he just did what he did, but there are times when it seems like he lacks heart. You know?
You go in there and get the shit beat out of you every time. He drives a basket.
He meant poop.
He gets hammered, don't call it.
Yep.
Yeah. He's 6'9". They're 6'8".
His body is unbelievable. And
timeout.
And it has been.
Timeout. We gotta change subjects.
What's that?
Did you see the body issue on ESPN?
Oh yeah, that's terrific.
It's the greatest the greatest thing I've ever seen.
Is this Sports Illustrated? That's what
it's not Sports Illustrated. It's ESPN the Body.
ESPN, yeah.
Oh, okay.
The magazine. It is so good.
Bill was talking about he thought it was Sports Illustrated this morning. Rocker's supposed to bring it in or something.
Yeah.
We're gonna
look at people. Oh,
somebody just flew backwards down the street.
All right. It's terrific. And oh my God. Will Holman.
Oh.
We don't want Will here, do we?
No.
He's an idiot.
He's not.
He is an idiot. Our whole school's got idiots.
he's our idiot, and I love him. I don't think he's an idiot.
There's a picture, and all these people are naked. You know, don't show their Packers or their anything like that. But Vince Wilfork is 340 pounds, offensive lineman. Oh, God. 340-pound offensive lineman. Naked.
Yeah.
What a body this guy's got.
Oh, I know.
He weighs 20 pounds less than me, and we don't look anything close.
You know what I think?
It's the damnedest thing I've ever seen.
Right. If he packed on those extra 20.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. It is unbelievable how... And then the thighs on these dudes and chicks. It's unbelievable.
It is.
It's just worth getting and looking at.
You've got some good thighs.
Thank you, bud. Appreciate that.
Yep. Can't see them, but keep them covered up. But we're all happier for that.
But these people look like Greek gods.
They do.
I mean, they look like they were sculpted.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It's worth getting on ESPN.com. You can see it all through there. It's just neat. It's just really neat how the human body. And we get back to the NBA.
All right.
thanks for the
check it out, Neil. The Neil will be on it while we're sitting here.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, so another quick thing. What does this mean for Westbrook? You know, I mean, now, does he play out this year?
Oh, yeah.
See,
can't trade him.
I don't know.
Can't trade him.
I don't think you want to lose him, though, for nothing.
You lose him. You don't get nothing for him.
Well, they got nothing for Durant. You know, and if you think about this, this is three stars. They just walked. Harden, Durant, Westbrook. You know, you think... I mean, I think he's definitely going to bolt after this year.
Who?
Westbrook.
Yeah. I don't know.
Because I think LA is going to be big spenders, but I'm not a big Westbrook.
They're all big
fan.
Spenders.
Oh yeah, and especially
it's
with that salary.
It's the whole concept has changed because of this. The people spending this kind of cash on.
Right.
Will, what do you think the NBA?
Talking about sport.
He's chewing.
The Cavaliers will repeat as champions next year.
They will.
Mark it down.
Mark it down. Somebody put it on a wall.
Will says.
You got ice cream cookies?
M&M ice cream cookies?
Them things are delicious, by the way. Ain't they?
Talking about one of the juniors leading the workouts here.
How's weightlifting going?
Good. It's up tempo like usual and ready to win football games.
Is Block there?
He goes in the nights.
Yeah.
He's there at night.
Yeah. But like this week's been dead week. You know, but these guys have still been going up every night and been maniacs.
How many guys are showing up?
I think we had 5 or 6 tonight with me, but there's more guys going up on their own throughout the day or whatever.
Yeah. So. You know, it's just throughout all day, people just in and out. You know, it's amazing.
I love it.
Yep.
I was up there about noon.
Did you get any good workout in?
Yeah. How's it working for me, Bobby?
Good. I've noticed.
You're looking good. Yeah. Toned. You're toned.
Yeah, very toned.
You're going to get in that ESPN naked issue.
I was offered this year.
Okay. Yes.
Was you really?
Yes.
You ain't got no spleen. You can't get in. You ain't got no spleen.
I know. It is amazing that I'm as fat as I am because I've got no spleen and no gallbladder. I mean, my
your poop goes right through you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My abdomen's empty.
You got nothing in there.
Yeah, there's nothing in there.
Bud Light.
Bud Light.
Wine.
And cheese.
Cheese.
And some
yeah.
Chex
Gold.
Mix.
Gold.
Okay. So, Wes, was this what you were expecting of your first... sports talk.
I honestly thought it was just going to be me and Neil up here, so I was just going to
wing it.
And I don't know.
Spitball BS all night. That's what I was planning on doing.
He was hoping.
That's perfect.
All right, we're going to take a short break here. And when we get back, we'll talk a little bit more NBA and some more sports.
Hi, this is Ann Guggenbiller with Wayne IGA. The prime summer season is here, and we have everything you need to make your grilling and party needs complete, along with awesome deli deals and mouth-watering fresh produce. To help you save even more, we double manufacturer coupons every day up to 75 cents, and we also add match now all of the time. Please see store for further details, because we understand that this community store is your store. Traditional service, historical value. Thanks for shopping local at Wayne IGA in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Wayne IGA invites you to take the family and enjoy the NTP. Grand Nationals Truck and Tractor Pull at Ambassador Park in Fort Recovery, Ohio, July 29th and 30th at 7 p.m. each night.
Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go for great low-mileage vehicles. Hastings has a 2015 Chevrolet Malibu LT2 package, 18,000 miles, silver, and it's only $17,200. Hastings Auto also has a 2012 Mazda CX-9 Touring Package, third row seating, all-wheel drive, silver with gray leather interior, only $16,500. Check out pictures of these and many other vehicles at hastingsauto.com or just stop by and test drive one today. And if you want to make your car look like new again, ask Hastings about their detailing service. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617. planning a building project? Let B&D Contracting help you with your plans. Get together with Dave Kalp and discuss your plans and construction schedule. B&D Contracting also does remodeling and can build your commercial, agricultural, or steel building in addition to their custom-built homes. Call Dave today at 419-234-2976 and schedule your construction project. B&D Contracting is a proud athletic supporter.
Your tickets now to win a beautiful 2016 Harley-Davidson Street Glide motorcycle. This beautiful, powerful, brand-new Amber Whiskey Harley-Davidson Street Glide, worth over $21,000, will be given away on July 16th at the Wind Lane Sports Club at the end of their poker run. The tickets are only $10 each. The proceeds will go to the Center for Neurological Development in Burkittsville. The motorcycle was on display at Tin Man Sports Bar in Fort Recovery, and you can get your tickets there and also from any Wind Lane Sports Club member. Don't lose your chance to win this beautiful Amber Whiskey Harley-Davidson Street Glide for only $10. Get your tickets before Saturday, July 16th, to win this great American motorcycle at Tin Man's or from any Wind Lane Sports Club member. And, of course, you don't need to be present to win.
And we're back here, Sports Talk with
Wes. We've been deserted.
Yeah, everybody's gone.
Will came in, he left, Bubba left, Jack left.
I mean, it's just me and Spence now.
Yep.
But all right, getting back to the old NBA here. Just a couple things. You know, you just got to feel bad for Oklahoma City. I mean, they lose three superstars. I mean, you got Harden. Now Durant's gone.
Yep.
Now Westbrook.
Where did Harden...
Yep. I mean, Harden left for the Rockets years ago.
Okay.
You know, yep. I mean, he's gone. He's long gone. Yep. Now Durant goes to the Warriors. And now Westbrook, I mean, Westbrook's hanging around, but I don't think he'll be around for long.
Well, he almost can't, can he? I mean, what can he do there?
I don't know.
He can't win by himself because the other teams have two and three and four of these big-time all-stars.
Right.
And he's the only one.
And Westbrook's the one that's not going to seek out. I mean, I don't know if you know his personality at all, but he's not the one to seek out and go into free agency and buddy-buddy with other superstars pitching Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
You know, he's more of a me guy. You know, and I just don't know about Westbrook. By the way, if you want to call in, 419-516-0702.
Yeah, if you have any kind of sports to discuss.
Yeah, or you can text my cell phone, 419-852-6719. You know, so, I mean, it's just interesting. You know, I kind of feel bad for OKC because it's one of those things where it's you don't know what you had until you lost it. You know,
yeah,
I mean, they had this long stretch where it was always like, we'll get them next year. You know, we got the MVP, yeah. Kevin Durant. You know, we got a great, great Robin in Westbrook. You know, we'll get him next year. You know, this year they should have had it up 3-1 against the Warriors in the Western Conference Finals, and, you know, and they just blew it. You know, so I kind of feel bad for him. And you know, the interesting thing...
Because a place like Oklahoma City isn't going to just automatically draw people like the West Coast and New York and Miami. Those are the big markets, and people want to go there, so they're seen more. Oklahoma City is not that.
See, but I think that's a good thing in this cap spike, you know, that you're seeing here is... I mean, you're not seeing... These big ticket cities, you know, like the Miamis and anything in California, you know, I mean, everybody's got money, you know, and money talks, you know, so now teams like the Denver Nuggets can land a guy like D Wade, you know, the teams like Milwaukee Bucks and stuff, they can pay big money for superstars, you know, it's not the big city, you know, I'm going to go to Miami and all this stuff, you know, I think the cap spike is going to help us out and, you know, in the place of where you're going to play isn't going to matter as much anymore. You know, LeBron's having, having fine time.
And now everybody gets TV coverage. Where 10 years ago it was tough to get TV coverage. But especially if you have one of the 20 superstars, you're going to get, those ESPN and the other ones are going to come hunting for you.
Yeah.
So that'll help. So the salary cap, you know, that was always a cap. Right. You couldn't do anything above that.
Yeah.
I guess there was always a penalty, but nobody really wanted to pay that penalty.
Right.
Now, is there so much TV money that that paying that penalty doesn't really matter, or is it just the owners are so rich that they don't care? Or?
I couldn't tell you.
Yeah,
I mean,
it just seems
it's just the money pouring into the NBA nowadays is absolutely ridiculous. You know, you count in the jersey sales. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody's got an NBA jersey nowadays. You know, yeah. You got the little kids. I mean, yep. They're shooting outside and stuff. You know,
yep.
I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. And you know, the coverage, like you said, the NBA, the TV revenue coming in, it's ridiculous. And along with the shoe deals, I mean, yeah. If you're a big-time NBA player, you've got yourself your own shoe.
Yeah.
And kids want to be like you. They buy your shoes. You know, you got the LeBrons,
yeah.
The KD shoes, the Steph Currys are a big-ticket item for Under Armour right now. I mean, it's just it's an unbelievable cash flow. And a lot of these
– The Steph Curry shoes, they look like shoes that I would buy at –
Wow!
At the dollar store,
you guys, you little kids, hear that out there? We got Neil Spencer taking shots at your Steph Curry shoes.
Well, that may be cool again,
right.
Too. So,
but kids want to be like Steph Curry.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, I mean, he's the most relatable player. I mean, he's 6'2".
Yeah.
What 200? Maybe 200 pounds? I don't even know.
Yeah.
You know, but so they're like, I'm gonna buy his shoe. I don't care what it looks like. I want to be Steph Curry.
Yep.
You know, it's amazing. But speaking of shoe deals, you know. I mean, if you think about this free agency and everything, you got to think it's a big win for Nike that Durant goes to the Warriors. Because you talk about Steph Curry. He's kind of the face of Under Armour right now.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, you're seeing his shoe. You know, he's beasting up in the, you know, the final throughout the playoffs and stuff. You know, he's wearing the Under Armour. Well, now you got a face of Nike coming onto this team. You know, it's just interesting to think about how Nike is taking all this because they got to think, wow, now we can steal some of Under Armour's thunder.
Yeah.
You know? So it's just, I mean, it's crazy. The drama in the NBA free agency is absolutely unbelievable.
Yeah. So free agents, they're people whose contract is up without them taking their options, or it isn't just any player can just go do it. It has to be when his contract is up.
Yeah. Contracts expire, you know, and then they become free agents, and then people will offer them deals. And I mean, with the salary cap going up and up, you have these average players now who are making $10 or $10 million a year, you know, and it's ridiculous that Matthew Dellavedova, who is kind of a forgotten player on the Cavs. I mean, he had some good games here and there, but
last year he had a couple of big ones.
I mean, he was a good role player.
Yeah.
But
and what was his, he got like $20 million bucks a year or something crazy?
I mean, I think it was a 4-year, $34 million. I think that's what his deal was.
Almost 10.
Yeah.
About 8.
I mean,
and he's probably worth 1.5.
I mean, yeah, it's unbelievable. You know, and like I said earlier, you have these big time. I mean, there were four NBA free agents this just signed in this offseason that were getting paid as much in the future as like 16 of the top NFL quarterbacks, or like 11 or something. I mean,
wow.
Some of the top NFL quarterbacks who are the highest paid players in the game, you know, you combine like a group of 15 of them and it combines the four of these average NBA players getting signed in this offseason. It's just,
wow.
I mean, yeah. And
For years, NFL was king.
Right.
That's where all the jersey sales were.
Right.
That's where all the people watching, that's where all the...
Yeah. The thing that hurts the NFL is you got to pay 53 guys.
Yeah.
Plus a practice squad, you know, and everything. I mean,
and NBA, you only get to have 8 home games.
Right. And, you know, NFL players don't really have their own shoes. You know, the branding isn't as good compared to the NBA.
Yep.
You know, so it's just crazy. So,
but here's the thing that I've said all along. And a lot of them have gone for looking for rings rather than money.
Right.
But, you know, people always complain about they're making too much money. Well, the money's there. Who deserves it? Do the owners deserve it? Does the NBA deserve it? Who deserves it? The players? Right. I'm thinking the players, probably. So yeah. I can't be mad at them for trying to get some of that money, because if the money is sitting there, it is there, whether it's baseball, any of the professional sports, the money's there.
Right.
Varying degrees in varying sports, but it's way more money than they probably deserve. But who does deserve the money? Do the owners right. deserve that money?
Yeah,
and sometimes the answer is yes, and sometimes the answer is no. But yeah, there's the money's there,
and you can't really complain that they're making too much money, because we're giving it to them. We're buying right. their shoes, we're watching their games. You know, we're buying their yeah. jerseys,
going to the games, paying for the yeah. tickets.
And, I mean, it's all yeah. branding, and I yeah. mean, they NBA's got it rolling right now. So I guess a little bit switching gears here. We're going to go to like a little bit of college pro football talk here. Russell Wilson. I don't know if you know who Russell Wilson is.
Yes.
Yep. You know, he's a big-time quarterback for the Seattle Seahawks right now. So
he almost won a Super Bowl once, didn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah. This past year he did. Almost did. Should have ran the ball, but...
yeah.
You know, but recently he started dating this girl, Sierra, who was actually... I don't know if he's dating her or if he's married to her right now, but actually this Sierra girl used to date this rapper named Future. You know, and I guess Future in one of his songs is kind of poking death threats towards Russell Wilson for taking his girl,
wow.
supposedly. I don't know if you've heard about this.
No.
It's just kind of skimming the wow. edge of the social media feed and everything, but I thought that was really crazy that this Sierra girl, you know, you go from this thug rapper. I mean, this dude's kind of hardcore to yeah. a guy like Russell Wilson who's...
pretty straight laced.
America's sweetheart. Yeah. I mean, you yeah. know, Russell Wilson's a class act dude. You know, so, and I guess the Sierra girl must have said, I mean, these death threats shouldn't be taken lightly either. You know, I mean, she's came out in the news and said that, you know, and I mean, that's just crazy to think of that. You know, that situation is so messed up. But.
And in the rapper world, that's not... anything that it may yeah. not be just talk.
Oh yeah,
it's that like you said, Jesus was talking about might not want to take that lightly. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah,
those rappers are pretty well known for shooting each other and trying to kill each other. And
right.
you know, it's one thing to try to do something, you know, write a song or do something or say something or whatever it may be, but to
yeah,
they're taking guns and going shooting.
Yeah, I don't know if this stuff is to be taken lightly. You know, some of these rappers nowadays are pretty—they're pretty crazy, and some of them stick to their word.
Well,
you know,
some of it is just the fact that, like Donald Trump, they're looking for attention.
Oh yeah.
So if you can say or do something crazy, you're going to get that attention. So is that good? Probably not.
Yeah.
But it is. That's kind of how the world is going. Everybody wants to be famous for something, even if it's for something stupid.
Right.
And I just don't. I don't understand that mindset that everybody thinks they need to be famous, so some loner kids are going and shooting up their schools, and somebody else is, like Donald Trump, is just saying ridiculous things just to get attention.
Yep.
And rappers are writing songs that are death threats to NFL quarterback. That just seems just a little...
Quite a lovely world we live in today, isn't it?
It just boggles the mind that people are trying so desperately to get attention. I don't understand that.
Right. All right. So you know, a few years back we had the whole Joe Paterno case. I don't know if you remember
yeah.
all this stuff.
Yep.
I mean, it's a pretty big deal. You know, Joe Paterno covered up. He was a head football coach at Penn State, and obviously covered up the sex scandals. I mean, over that went on for years with Jerry Sandusky,
yeah.
and I mean, it's pretty ugly. Well, recently, they always had a Joe Paterno statue outside of the stadium.
Yeah,
and right after all this mess happened, they took it away. You know, they removed yeah. it. They're like, this is a part of the past that we do not want to remember. But recently, 200 alumni, Penn State players, coaches, you know, the whole nine yards, they're signing a petition to get the Joe Paterno statue back. You know what? I don't know. What do you think about this? You know, do you take something like that back?
I don't know what to think, because along about that same time, there's certain people that I always thought were so good, so pure, sticking to the rules, that there was nothing that they ever did that was wrong. One of them was Ohio State's former coach. What that can think?
Jim Tressel.
Jim Tressel.
Right.
He was so strict about all the rules that there's nothing he would ever do that would be against the rules. And for me, Paterno was the same way. And they both ended up doing things that were just wrong. Why wouldn't they? They were acting somewhat like Bobby Knight. If you break a rule, you're just gone.
Right. You know, it doesn't
matter who you are. You break the rules, you're just gone.
Yeah.
So now when that's not happening, that destroyed. I said the only thing that would be worse than that is if I found out that Billy Graham was a communist or something. You know,
right.
People that you hold to such high esteem because you know that they're on the straight and narrow, they're never going to break a rule, and then you go ahead and break rules I don't know what to think about stuff like that, because you just kind of think they're so ethical that would never happen, and it happened.
And you think about, Joe Paterno, this guy, you think about the Mount Rushmore of coaches.
Absolutely.
You know, this guy's on that list.
Yeah. He was probably my favorite football coach.
Oh,
ever.
Yeah.
And I wasn't a big Penn State fan, but I really liked Joe Paterno.
You know, yeah, this guy was awesome, man. You know, something like this happens and it just changes everything. You know, the talk about that guy. I mean, I couldn't imagine what the families went, you know,
right.
the families
Absolutely.
Of the victims went
yeah.
through. I
yeah.
mean,
and
I just
it wasn't
hearing,
like rumor. Now,
right.
It's obvious that happened.
Right.
And it seems to be obvious that he at least knew something about it.
Right.
I just don't understand that. You know, it's good one thing to be loyal to a friend and not rat on him, but, you know, I hate to say it, Wes, but if you robbed a bank and I knew about it, I'd turn you in.
Oh, man, you got to do that too.
especially if you or if you slapped a kid around,
right.
you know, something that just isn't right.
Yeah,
you know, it's one thing if you know I saw you doing this or this or this, and you probably should have done that. That's one thing, but when it's something serious, man, you have to. But to put his statue back up, I don't know.
Yeah.
In my head, I think it's okay.
Yeah,
because I still think he was one of the greatest coaches ever, and you can't deny that. And the way he changed a lot of people's lives for the positive, you can't deny that. So you weigh the good with the bad, and. You know, you've had lots of presidents that have been extremely good in one way and just horrible people in another way. So, I don't know.
I can see it a little bit of both ways, and here's why. So, you know, obviously why you shouldn't put it up. The families of the victims, you know, this is going to affect people for a really long time. You know, this has put such a bad name to Penn State that, you know, people do not want to go to the games and see that statue and be reminded, you know, of what happened.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
On another note, though, these 200 alumni, you know, all these football guys that want it back, you know, they want to be reminded of the good times at Penn State.
Yes.
You know? I mean,
yeah.
This thing has, you know, put a black cloud over Penn State, and this is what it's going to be thought of for a very long time. I mean, you put a Joe Pa statue of him in front of the stadium. You know, it reminds you of the good old days.
Yes.
You know, the good old days when they were winning football. You know, it's a big powerhouse. It's just a great traditional school. You know, so I don't know. It's interesting talk.
Yeah, I can absolutely see both sides of that, and I don't know if I was dictator, I'm not sure what I'd decide, because both sides make plenty of sense.
Right.
And you know, on the one hand, you have somebody that is such a great coach and, as I said before, affected so many people's lives for the positive, and then there's this black mark. But then another way of looking at it is, am I the right person to judge that? I'm sure there's things that I've said or done that would negate in some people's minds any good thing I may have done, and that's probably true of anybody on the planet. Everybody, there isn't anybody that's perfect. So somebody did something that negatively affected some or a whole bunch of people. One, you know, a person or two or a whole bunch of people. So do you get vilified for that?
Right.
Or do you get praised for all the great things you've done?
Yeah.
So,
I mean, it's a very interesting topic. And,
yeah,
you know, something that I'm not assuming they'll put it back up.
Yeah.
You know, just from the soul pack fact that it just reminds too many people of the bad things that happen, you know.
Yes.
But I can definitely see it either way. And, you know, going on about this case, you just got to think of what's all going on with college football right now. You know, you see all these scandals, these allegations, this happens, that happens. I mean, it's absolutely, it's a zoo.
Yeah, and some of it is just cheating for the sake of trying to do better, and some of it is actual scandals like this with Jerry Sandusky trying to do stuff with little boys. I mean, that's, you know, there's one thing if you're trying to cheat to win.
You're right.
You know, that's not good, but when you're completely affecting other people for the rest of their lives, that is, I don't know.
It's just crazy to think of all these things that happen and the power of that these college football coaches hold now.
Yeah.
I mean, that you can hide a case such as Jerry Sandusky
for decades.
Oh, yeah. You know, and now you could just take something like that and just sweep it under the rug, you know, and hopefully it's never, you know, never, nobody touches it.
Yeah, and that's what happened with the Catholic Church with the priests and kids for years, and now it's just blown up. You know, they kept moving them to a different parish and hope it didn't happen again, and then it would, and then they'd have a discussion with them, and they'd say they wouldn't do it anymore, and then they do, and you know, it just... It's just when you're affecting especially kids' lives, but other people's lives, that's a whole different thing from selling your pants emblem that the Ohio State players did. Absolutely wrong to do it, but you know, you're not really messing other people's psyche up too bad. So I guess there's degrees of bad, but it's all wrong, and there's probably dozens of things like that go on in not just football but every sport. You know, Kentucky basketball is extremely well known. I'm a Kentucky basketball fan, and everybody says, you know, well, the only reason they're good is they cheat. Yeah, but they're really good at cheating.
Yeah.
You know, whatever the rules are, they can bend and break them.
Right.
And I know some people who claim this is true, that I don't think it's done anymore, but for years, Kentucky basketball players, one of their jobs would be they would get jobs to help them make some money, part-time jobs, which they're allowed to do. One of the jobs was to drive around certain of the giant horse farms and make sure the fences were still there.
These
big wooden fences, and they were given a Cadillac SUV.
Oh, yeah.
So they could go check these fences.
You know, and that's something that you can't do anything about.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's just, what are they supposed to do?
Yeah.
But, you know, looking at, I'm just going to look at this this Baylor case. I don't know if you know, so Baylor's head coach recently, Art Briles, you know, he was caught sweeping pretty much numerous sexual assault, cases that were against his players.
Yeah.
You know, and he would take them, sweep them under the rug, and act like that never happened. You know, so...
Yeah, and it seems like that apparently Ken Starr, the president of the university, was at least aware of it, if not somehow involved.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't... God, there's victims in this stuff.
Right.
Now, when it's victimless, you know, sometimes, you know, so who got hurt if these Kentucky players are out checking to make sure the fences are still there?
Yeah.
But if they're assaulting students or cheerleaders or whoever it may be in the in the community or whatever, that's a whole different thing. That's not victimless. That's major victims.
Oh,
and that can't be tolerated.
I totally agree. And what they've done covering up these sexual assault cases, this is going to ruin the program.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I already read something that Baylor lost already 11 2016 commits.
Wow.
You know, going into this next year. And 11's a lot. You know, you get like 25 right. scholarships to hand out to players. You lose 11 of the top dogs.
Yeah. Even if it's the bottom 11,
right?
That's still pretty good people.
You know, and you just got to think about this program moving forward. I mean, it's this black cloud, you know, going to hang over Baylor.
Yeah.
I mean, Art Briles changed the face of Baylor. I mean, he brought this Big 12 team, you know, from their bottom yeah. ranks, you know, and brought them up to a top dog that can compete with anybody with yep. an outstanding offense. It's absolutely unbelievable. And then you got to think, is Baylor just going to drop right back down to where they were?
Yeah.
You know?
Yep. So I was just sitting there thinking when you said that several of them left, are they leaving because they don't want to be associated with that? Or are some of them leaving because, well, he told us we could do about anything we wanted, and now we can't. We're going to go somewhere else where we can.
Well, I think a big thing is
that it's all for the best.
But a big thing is nobody wants to walk into a situation like that
right.
and be the head of a controversy yeah. with, you know, your coach leaving.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's just a mess. Nobody wants to deal with that.
Right.
You know, you're just going to say goodbye. Yeah.
And I'm sure some of it is they really liked that coach.
Oh, yeah.
And since he's not there, because that happens all the time.
Yeah, speaking from personal experience, you know, when you get recruited by a coach and you hear their words,
mm-hmm.
you know, I mean, you're all on board with them. You fall in love with a coaching staff.
Right.
And then when you get when you fall in love with a guy like Art Briles and he's coming to your house and he's telling you why Baylor's great and why they're recruiting you and stuff. And, you know, when he gets these cases, I mean, when he gets caught covering up these cases, you're like, wow, that's kind of fishy.
That's
you know,
not the guy I was
yeah, that's right.
thinking of.
You yeah. know, and then he leaves, and then you're like, well, I don't know what I'm getting myself into. You know, yeah. I don't know who this coach is going to be coming in, taking care of me for the next 3-4 years, you know.
Right.
So, I mean, I don't blame him one bit.
Right.
I mean,
absolutely.
They can take a walk, but, you know, and then all this, I mean.
So what's your thought that's what actually going to happen at Baylor? What's your thought?
I mean, it's hard telling.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, what do you do? Yeah. I mean, the college football, I mean, there's, I mean, hundreds of D1 schools in the nation.
Yeah.
I mean, there's like 100. I don't know the exact number, but, you know, I mean, how do you keep an eye on every single one of them?
Right. You can't.
Right.
You just
and
can't.
Then you just.
And you can on the conferences to take care of a lot of that. But they can't.
Right. You know? And a recent player, Laramie Tunsil, was actually drafted. I mean, he was a player at Ole Miss. You know, he was drafted. And then it came out that his text messages were exposed between him and his coach. And all he said was, you know, coach, I need some money to pay my rent this month or whatever. And the coach was like, all right, see me. I'll give you $100. You know, I mean, so it's everything from sexual assault cases
yeah.
to sex scandals to you know, just giving money to players when they need
yeah.
it, to
yeah.
giving them jobs.
$100 isn't that much.
Right. It's not a huge deal.
If he's giving him $10,000 or arranging for an alumni
yeah.
to give him $10,000 just because, that's a whole different thing. But, yeah, and I think one of them, I don't remember which sport, but one of them was getting some money to pay his mom's electric bill.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
and that's what it was. Whenever this guy needed money,
yeah.
he'd tell a coach, and the yeah. coaches would take care of him.
Yeah. Now, if some donor is giving him $10,000 and he's blowing it,
right?
And now he's asking for $100. That's a whole different thing. But yeah, it's horrible that the schools are making money
yeah.
off of many of these sports like baseball. They're not making any money, but football, basketball, they're making money.
Right.
So, is it fair for the athlete to get none of that?
Right.
I don't know. And they can sell their jerseys and make money and sell their name.
Yep.
Make money. It's a tough situation, and I'd love for it to stay amateur, but I don't think it's possible.
Yeah. And especially college football, where down south, you know, I mean, a big portion of it down south,
yes.
you're taking in these kids that are unbelievable athletes.
Yes.
But they are from bad backgrounds, you
right.
know, they're growing up with maybe one parent in the house.
Yeah.
You know,
sometimes
they're living with
sometimes neither one because
exactly.
grandma's raising them.
Exactly. I mean, they're growing up in trailers. I mean,
yep.
the background of some of these kids is absolutely terrible. So how do you say no when a kid from that background who has nothing
right.
is asking you for $100 just to pay his rent or
yeah.
just to take care of his mom?
Yeah,
you know. But then you get extreme cases like a couple years back. What happened with Reggie Bush? over in USC under Pete Carroll. And, I mean, he was given over, I think it was like $200,000.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, his parents bought a whole new house.
Yeah.
And he was getting new cars.
And he was in college.
And he's going, yeah, and he's in college.
Yeah. So that.
So it just makes you think, do we need a college football commissioner? Do we need a guy dedicated for this, seeking out all these problems that we're having? You know, so, yeah. I mean,
you wish you didn't.
Right.
But, yeah, you probably do, or a commissioner that's in charge of finding this stuff and stomping it out before it gets to be the whole program wide.
Yeah,
you can't let it get that far. And if you're a college president, you know, if it's 25,000 students, I don't know how you really see all of this going on, but you know, high profile students, somebody's saying something somewhere along the line that you're hearing this stuff.
Right.
You better be checking it out, because otherwise you're probably going to lose your job like Ken Starr did at Baylor.
Yeah. You know, and the sad thing is, but the reality of the situation, if you looked into every single big time college football program around, you're going to find something.
Yes.
You know, whether that's a sexual assault case or just giving a kid $50 so he can eat.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's a wide range there, but I mean, there's something.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I guarantee, I mean, every big time program's going to have it. It's just, you know, finding this stuff. And do we need a college football commissioner to come in, you know, and take the role of checking into all these programs? You know, it's interesting talk, you know, but it's something that,
but how difficult would that be, and how many people would it take?
Right.
And what would the penalties be? And there's all this kind of stuff. And then, you know, when you're talking about the ones that are getting $50 two or three times a year, you know, how hard do you come down on somebody like that? Yeah, you broke the rules, so you're completely out of the program, and the coach gets fired. I don't know. There has to be a line drawn somewhere. So is it X amount of dollars per year or month, or if you're there? It's such a slippery slope that I don't think it's possible to do it. But I think it should be at least talked about and maybe tried,
right?
Because it can't go on like it is, because there's going to be some scandal somewhere, that it's whether it's cheating or either victimless crimes or victim crimes that's going to bring almost every program down sometime.
Right.
You know, with Rick Pitino at Louisville, you know, there's stuff going on there supposedly, and you know, it's one thing for it to go on. If you don't know about it, I guess you're okay, but apparently he either knew about it or was encouraging it, or somebody in his staff was setting this stuff up.
Right.
You know, God, you just think.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah. So there, somewhere along the line, somebody has to figure all this stuff out. And I don't know do you pay the college athletes? And if you do, do you pay them at every level? Or do the sports that make money get more money than swimming and baseball?
Exactly.
Do those athletes get more? Does it get split through, you take the 500 kids and there's probably more than that, at Ohio State that are in sports? Does every one of them get an equal amount? So does the kid that plays lacrosse and sits on the bench and plays 2 minutes a year, does he get the same amount as JT Barrett?
You're right.
Or do you get paid proportionally? I mean, just there's so many almost unanswerable questions that there isn't a good answer to it. They ought to get paid. Okay, who gets paid how much?
Right. And, you know, I mean, it's just a question that'll never get, you know, we'll never know.
Yeah.
You know,
and so somebody will probably come up with a formula to make that work someday, because it has to come someday.
Right.
It's so hard, especially kids from low income, which is a lot of the athletes, it seems, low income, single parent, no parent families that really need money.
Right.
So how do you get them to go to college and you know, they have to pay rent. You know, before they were living at mom's house, grandma's house. So now they have to pay rent, buy their own food. Mom can't help them. She didn't have anything to start with.
Right.
So I don't know what you do there. There's no good answer to this stuff, and it's horrible. But if we don't come up with an answer, it's going to ruin college sports at least.
Right. You know. So I don't know, but we're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be back.
Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go for great low-mileage vehicles. Hastings has a 2015 Chevrolet Malibu LT2 package, 18,000 miles, silver, and it's only $17,200. Hastings Auto also has a 2012 Mazda CX-9 touring package, third row seating, all-wheel drive, silver with gray leather interior, only $16,500. Check out pictures of these and many other vehicles at hastingsauto.com or just stop by and test drive one today. And if you want to make your car look like new again, ask Hastings about their detailing service. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
In downtown Fort Recovery has been serving lunch specials for over 17 years. A homemade lunch at the right price of just $5.25. Specials include Mystery Monday, meatloaf and twice baked potatoes on Tuesday, roasted chicken on Wednesdays, lasagna on Thursdays, and our half pound cheeseburger basket on Fridays and Saturdays. If you haven't heard, we have an endless soup and salad bar offered on Fridays at just $4.95. Get your fill without breaking the bank. Can't get out of the office for lunch? Call in and we can have your order ready for pickup in no time. When you're hungry, think Tin Man's in downtown Fort Recovery.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Whether you're mowing, loading, or baling, New Holland Workmaster tractors from K&L Tractor are a smart move. The Workmaster tractors are rugged, dependable, simple, and affordable. Both the 39 and 47 PTO horsepower models offer an easy-to-use synchronized transmission, strong cast iron axles, and proven four-cylinder engines. Make the smart move. Get the trusted name and trusted performance of Workmaster tractors from K&L Tractor Sales and New Holland.
Hi, this is Rocker. I invite you to send me your requests by Facebook message or text me at 419-852-6704 so you can hear your song on the air. Tune in Tuesday and Thursday nights at 8 on your Fort Recovery Radio.
All right, we're back to Sports Talk with Wes and Neil. Yeah. Kind of lonely in here, you know. You don't quite got your normal chatter, but you know it's a slow time in sports right now. You know, so finding things to talk about and kind of spitball in here.
Well, it's you know, covered the NBA and all those crazy free agency things going on, and let's see, cover a little bit of
pro college football. Some controversy going around. So I think we're just going to touch up on a little bit of high school football here before we wrap things up. You know, obviously, I said at the beginning of the show, there's a lot to look forward to if you're a Fort Recovery Indian football fan right now. Coming off 13-2 season, you know, the first state championship, everything's riding high right now. You know, but you got to understand that we're going to have a target on our backs this year.
Absolutely. You know? We sort of did last year. We definitely had one in baseball.
Right.
So, you know, we went a long way in baseball. And
You know, and the teams like, you know, the St. Henry's, the Versailles, you know, they're going to want to get back on us. Because that part of the season, we got really hot. And we were booming.
Yes.
And they're going to be coming after us. And that St. Henry game, that was no easy game.
No.
You know, you kind of overlook that when looking on this past season. 13-2 state champs. You know, we had a great playoff run, you know, the Minster game and everything. But that St. Henry team, I mean, we were an extra point away from a botched, you know, that crazy play, that botched field goal, you know, that we had. Yep. Just threw it in the back of the end zone and we caught it. I mean, we were really close to losing that game, you know, and they're going to be out for us. You know, we got Coldwater Cavs on the schedule this year, and that's probably going to be one of the most anticipated games. I mean, I know you got to take them one game at a time,
right?
And there's no looking ahead, but that's going to be one of the most anticipated games this year because
we haven't played them in 50 years or however long that is. It hadn't been anywhere near that long, but it just seems like
forever.
I don't remember playing them.
Yeah, but it was just we played them freshman and sophomore year.
Yep.
And, you know, so it's interesting. You know, it's going to be – I mean, football's always interesting. You know, so, and this is going to be a fun year. I mean, just things to look forward to. We got the Division I quarterback, Caleb Martin, going to Toledo.
Yep.
You know, I mean, coming off a high state game, he's been working with the guys so much. You know, and I know he wants to win.
Like the receivers?
Yep.
Yep. So who's going to be our receivers now that you're running off?
I mean, they're looking at a lot of guys, Ryan Braun, Jason Reisner. You know, those guys have been working hard, and they'll do just fine.
Yeah, Jason is a hustling, crazy man.
Oh, yeah.
And he's strong, but he's 5'10".
Right, and Ryan was just in the weight room a few hours ago. I mean, those guys really want those spots. So they're looking to be...
So Ryan has the height.
Right.
And probably at least a pretty good amount of the strength. Does he have the hands?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
You know, from what I saw.
And just knowing and talking to him a little bit, I think he has the brains.
Oh, yeah.
So he understands that.
We got a lot of football smart kids coming back this year. You know, and you also got to look at the offensive line. I mean, these kids are huge. I mean, and they ain't scared of anybody. They're willing to go against anyone. They don't care if there's a Coldwater logo or if you got a Marion helmet on. I mean, they're going to take it too.
Or Mogador.
Right.
We don't care.
And we just had Will Holman come in here.
Yeah.
That kid's been working like a maniac too. I mean, he's a fireball.
Yeah.
You know, he's always full of energy.
Yeah.
And I mean, running behind that offensive line, you know he's. I mean, it's going to be a great year.
Yeah. He's quick and he's strong and he's got people. He can find the holes, and they're going to make some holes.
Big thing
it may
is,
not be the one that was called in the huddle, but he'll find that hole.
Oh,
somebody will make a hole, and he will find it.
Big thing is just staying healthy this year. You know.
Yep.
Defensively, we're going to have a strong front seven. You know, defensive line. We got the guys like the Andrew Stocker, Nate Ontrop, Matt Keese. Those guys are going to anchor that defense. You know, you got Tyler Atchison again, that linebacker spot. Jason Reisner. You know. I mean, we're going to be a run-stopping team, and it's going to be hard to run the ball on us.
Yeah.
You know, the big thing is, can young skill guys step up around the outside? You know, who's going to be ready to play around the outside this year and stop receivers?
Yeah.
We lose kind of quite a few skill guys, you know. Between.
So who on defense did we, as far as starters or guys that played a bunch, who did we lose on defense?
Well, Kyle Schreier played corner a little bit.
Yep.
You know.
Yep.
He's quick as can be.
Gone.
Yep.
Smart. Anticipates.
Speedy Shane. We'll lose him. Darian.
Yep. Same
played
thing.
Corner.
Yep.
We'll lose him. I played safety, so I won't be back. And, you know, Ross Holman, Adam Lefevre. You know, Adam Lefevre at the defensive end spot. Ooh,
yeah.
You know, but and Ross Holman at the linebacker spot. You know, Kalen Rockwood coming in, playing D-tackle, you know. But it's all about that next guy, next man up mentality.
Yes, because past season where we won the state, but the year before we had some great players that we lost.
Right.
And everybody's going, oh, now what are you going to do? Everybody said, next man up, it's my turn.
You know, and I mean, here at Fort Recovery, we've always had that mentality. You know, Tyler Atchison goes out for a few games. We got to throw Tanner Cook into a position that he hasn't played much.
Yeah.
You know, and he steps up and he makes plays. And when you got a roster of like 50-some guys, you know, I'm not for sure what it is. You know, you got to have that mentality. You got to be ready to play six different positions whenever they need you.
Yep.
You know, so, I mean, that's just a great thing about football. So, you know, just a lot of things to look forward to. I'm excited. You guys should be excited.
Yeah.
I mean, it's gonna be a fun year.
I think it is. So on offense, have quarterback and running back. The guy that basically ended the season as our number one running back, but technically the number two running back. So we, although he wasn't number one, we know what we have and we know it's good. So we have a guy that's going to play Division I football for quarterback. We have a very well known entity in Will Holman at running back. Line, where are we standing there?
Oh, line, we're definitely going to be good. You know, I mean, I'm just happy from where this team, the attitude of this team going into this year. You know, I mean, they're not being cocky. They're not overconfident.
Right.
They're not expecting, you know, it's not a state or bust situation. But, you know, these guys are happy with where they are. They've been working their tails off every single position. I mean, if you're going into this year and you're worried about, we lost this guy. How are we going to replace him? It's not like that.
Yeah, you know, because we found out the last couple of years we've lost some great players, and here's the next guy.
Right.
And he's, you know, what I thought was really, really interesting, last year on Sports Talk, we were talking about this running back, that running back, and who we had and who was on the team the year before, and we're talking about this person, that person, and people completely forgot, about Cole Hall.
Right.
I forgot to even mention his name.
Right.
And he was a great running back, and we've had the next guy up so much, people forgot who he was even on the team. Now, how do you forget him?
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess Kyle Schrayer is how you forget him, but... You know, and people are going to be forgetting about talking about Kyle Schrayer,
right?
Because Will Omen's there.
Yeah,
I mean, it's the next guy up. It's a real thing. It's not just something somebody's putting on a uniform and strolling out there. The next guy up, he wants to make you forget about Cole Hull, which might have been one of our best running backs we've ever had, and we've kept forgetting to mention him because there's so much going on. You know, he's kind of. It's tough when you forget Cole Hall,
right?
But it's really great when you're able to,
right?
you don't want to forget somebody like that, but it's really nice that you kind of forgot about him.
Yep.
So
very exciting things to look forward to this year. I mean, this summer, I know camp's only a few weeks away. You're starting to get that itch for football since, you know, you got basketball. The NBA season just wrapping up here, you know, and all you got is this long stretch of baseball, you know, which is fun for some people.
Yeah, if the Reds were winning, we'd all be excited.
But
if the All-Star game was in Cincinnati, we'd still be having a little to talk about, but nah.
That's right. I mean, there's probably still parties up in Cleveland.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah.
But, I mean, just a lot of good stuff. So that'll wrap up our show tonight, you know, just... Neil, I guess from Neil and I, just signing out. Thanks for listening.
Yep, appreciate it. Thanks. See you next week.
Listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Talk with Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians. We'll be right back.